There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the caddy joins us each and every week right here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, what is up?
Well, it's a cold morning here in Denver, Colorado. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just not right. Yeah.
It happens. It's springtime in the Rockies, man. One day it's snowing, the next day you're golfing. It just happens.
Crazy.
By the way, I think, did you like my intro there? I think I kind of, that was like almost my best Jim Rome there. What is up? Caddy, what is up? That's not even a good Jim Rome.
No, it's not.
I don't watch Jim Rome hardly at all. I certainly am familiar with him and his clones. But, you know, I'm not a big roamer. Is that what you call it, roamer?
No, just a clone. That's it. If you're
just a clone.
Sounds like the caddy's on his way to lunch, maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah. It's,
connect to Apple CarPlay. There we go. How about that?
Hey, you did it.
Okay.
Am I going to start having these issues now that I've turned 50? I'm going to start having trouble like connecting with my car and dealing with technology and such.
Oh, yeah. You're way too old.
You guys
yeah,
have been.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Even... It's all oh, the yeah. younger generation. And Brian's not considered that anymore.
If you got a four in front of that year, you're too old.
Mm.
It's over.
And yep. If you've got a five, then you're really down the hill.
Let's go. My favorite text that I got yesterday was, "Welcome to the senior tour, BT."
And for those of you who don't know, Brian Taylor, my co-host, turned 50 yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, buddy. Boy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wait, he turned in 50? Did you break 100?
Yeah, I was starting to think. It's like that really isn't a good golf number, is it? There's no good 50 golf number.
How about 50 wins on tour?
You guys.
50 wins on tour. Billy Casper, 51.
Yeah, 52.
50, yep. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
When is let's compare that. Rory McIlroy has, what, 23 wins?
23,
yeah, 24, something like that.
I mean, he's got to repeat his career, basically. Now, granted, he does have four majors, right? But
yeah, my dad had three.
Your dad had three. So he has to repeat his career to not catch your dad for tour victory. That's how many.
Right.
I mean, what's your dad? Fourth all-time? Fifth all-time? He's got to
be. No, seventh. Seventh.
Seventh all-time, really?
Seventh in career wins, yeah.
Mm, that's a lot of wins.
Should be tied for six with Byron Nelson. But they took away his Havana win.
Havana in Cuba.
Mm. Well, I know they messed around with a lot of Sam Snead's wins, too.
They did, yep.
I like it when Jack, they'd interview Jack when he got a little older in his late 30s and 40s, and they'd be bringing up him winning this or that. He goes, he'd always say, like, "I really can't remember." And I'm thinking, you know you've won a lot when you're not yet 50 years old and you can't remember some of your wins. That's a sign that you're really good. You know what? I don't remember winning that, but I'm glad you reminded me. Okay.
Hey, Caddy.
It's like
the saying?
Yeah.
What's the saying? You're not a tour player unless you don't remember how many times you've broken 67.
I thought you said how many times you shot 63 or better.
Oh, 63,
well,
64, something like that.
I would say, I would wager that on the PGA Tour, guys do not know how many competitive rounds they've shot 66 or better in.
Oh.
I think the guys at the top end were going 63 or better. Like if you're a top 30 guy, there's no way you know how many times you shot 63 or better in competition. I can tell you, guy I caddied for a lot, I don't think he could tell you how many times he shot 62 or better in competition. That's crazy. That's how good they are. That good. They just are that good.
That's awesome.
Yep.
How about 59? Yep. Does he know? Does your player know how many times he shot 59?
My player shot 59 in a pro-am and changed putters the next day for the first round.
That's brain damage right there.
I mean, he said, I just didn't like the way it felt. And he three putted the very first hole of the tournament. Yep.
With the new putter.
With the new putter, of course. 59 and changed putters. That shows you how the mental stability of professional golfers, it just doesn't exist.
And you couldn't put an axe to that? You couldn't put a stop on that and say, wait a second.
I was not caddying for him at the time. This is a story he relayed to me. So Robert Zielinski, good guy, he was caddying. And the player said when he hits his first putt, 6 feet by from 20 feet, he looked over and Robert's sitting on the bag with his head in his hands. And he said, man, there was a lot of pressure on that 6-footer and I missed it. Yeah.
All right. Spectacular. So that's a good segue into Scottie Scheffler. He went to the TaylorMade Spider putter this week. He switched putters.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I mean, there's very few guys who didn't switch putters during their career. Ben Crenshaw would come to mind. I don't think Ben switched putters. He might have thrown Little Ben a few times, but never injured him. So,
yeah, Little Ben.
The name of his putter.
Little Ben. Little Ben. Really?
That's what he called his putter.
That's awesome.
He's an 8802.
Was that an 8802? Yeah. Bob, you know, I never had an 8802. I always wanted one, and I never had one growing up.
Oh, I did.
That was the
I had a couple of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you were a little more privileged than me. So, that's all I'm saying.
I just wrote that down. Caddy's wish list, an 8802 putter.
Well, way back when, yeah.
But you don't want one.
Those are beautiful putters.
So if we came up with an 8802 now, you wouldn't be as excited?
Oh, I'd be happy to have one, but I'm not actively seeking a relationship right now. So there you go.
So speaking of those putters, TaylorMade sent him 5 different putters.
Really?
All half inch longer. And I guess the one he's playing with this week has a pistol grip. So it's gone. He's gone away from the bigger grip that most guys use or a lot of guys are using. So this is like totally brand new, totally off the chart.
Well, I mean, why not, right? We've talked about Scottie Scheffler and his statistics everywhere but the putter are off the hook, right? I mean, he's number one in the world for his ball striking, and yet he seems to be struggling with the putter. So if you've got the entire golf industry at your disposal, man, send some putters. Let's go. Let's find something. I don't care if we switch weekly. If it's feeling good, we're rocking, baby. Let's go.
So if Scottie's putted with a certain kind of putter most of his career, here's what's going to happen. He's going to change to something else. He'll do it for a while. He may have a couple wins with it, but he will go back to the original putter.
Caddy's calling.
Everybody goes back. Everybody goes home eventually.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a break from your partner. And that's, you know, you got to kind of rejuvenate. And did I say partner? I meant putter.
Yes, right. I was gonna say. Just disclaimer: this is not marriage advice from the caddy. Just saying.
Maybe that was a Freudian slip, a caddian slip. I don't know. What do we call that? A Bagger Vancian slip? Anyway, Bagger. Someone very wise once said, "Yeah, you got to put that putter down sometimes and put it in its place and make it understand it's not the boss and it can be replaced, even though it can, but make it think it can." Right, then it'll behave better. Putters they may not be inanimate objects, right? I mean, yeah.
And at the same time,
didn't he sleep with his putter? Didn't Speed say he slept with his putter sometimes?
Oh, I don't know.
Think he legit. I'm not making this up. I think legit. Didn't I hear that somewhere?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, did it complain if he grab the covers.
Okay. I don't know. All right. Anyway. Hey, so on the same subject, Caddy, do you see his mind? I can't even imagine when he was sitting in a caddy, like in a caddy barn back in the day.
Caddy barn?
Yeah, like he had an hour to kill. What's just like how the different, like if you were to spider graph his thoughts, like how far off in left field would you be before you actually came to anything?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my.
Hey, I want...
I don't know. Caddy doesn't think outside the box. He's not even in the same room as the box.
There's no box in the caddy's life.
There's no box. No, there's no box. Phil looks at me like, wow, you're thinking weird, dude. I mean, that's pretty scary, right?
Yeah,
Phil thinks you're thinking weird. Right? Yeah, that's not good.
So you guys already gave me the birthday thing. I got a new set of irons. That's the big thing. So the new the new Apex Pro irons with the new Fujikura shafts in them, the new iron shafts, the Axioms. So it's basically the same iron I've been playing. I played the 2019s, I played the 2021s, and now the 24 version. But this is definitely a new shaft. Haven't hit them yet, so I'm excited. So tell me, what's your thoughts about a new set of irons? Because they're shiny. They're sitting right here in the closet, and they're just begging to be hit right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit like getting a new car. That first nick really gets to you, but after a little bit of weathering, it's okay, and it doesn't bother you anymore. But yeah, the first nick on those new irons will bother you a little bit, so you got to get over that.
I think irons wear out.
I think you have to, guys change wedges. Didn't VJ change wedges like every week or something?
Every week.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
But
new set of wedges.
How many people hit 7,000 wedges a week though? So yeah.
You gotta
consider that. Right. No, the new clubs, Brian. I remember my first set of shiny new clubs when I was about 14 years old. They were, I think they were McGregor MTs. Can't remember exactly what they were, but boy, they look good. And oh man, yeah. Sweet getting a new set of clubs.
Do you like the way they hit?
Do I? Are you asking me or are you asking Caddy?
No, I'm talking to Caddy. Oh. Ask him if he liked the way his MTs hit.
Yeah.
Gregor's.
So here's the thing about the Caddy. When I was most of my golfing life until I started kind of not playing anymore, I hit it solid a lot. I didn't tend to miss the sweet spot. Like I have the little dime size wear out in my old clubs from back when I was playing junior, and I wasn't a very good player, but man, I hit it solid most of the time. I don't know. I don't anymore. I need the big face now with a lot of forgiveness. And I'm sure I love them. I'm sure they felt good. Everything feels good when you hit it dead center, right?
You know, you were just saying that dime spot. I can remember seeing my dad's set of irons from his first 13 years on tour. He never changed his irons, only changed the grips.
Wow.
And those were leather, and they had to wrap them on. But his Wilson Staff irons from his first 13 years on tour had dime spots on every single one of them. And that was the set of irons he made his first $1 million with. Took him 13 years.
Yeah, that's impressive. I heard that probably back then you're not going to change irons as much because they couldn't match them as well. The shafts were probably all different. Everything was different. So there's that story about Bobby Jones. They said they checked his clubs out and specced them and weighed them and all that. And he had a smorgasbord of different clubs, and apparently they all matched really well. He just did it by feel, and your dad probably did the same thing.
Yeah.
I guess. And it's a different world, you know? But, boy, the dime size wear out, yeah. I wonder, though, do you think the new clubs with the more forgiving faces, and especially the big-headed drivers, they probably don't teach you to hit the sweet spot as well because you just don't have to anymore. So that's another reason you can develop speed now that you couldn't develop then.
Right.
Because you have to put the club head on the ball more accurately with the old equipment. It's that simple.
I agree, Caddy. 100%.
So what's the key to breaking in a new set of irons? Do you just take them out and play, or do you hit balls with them? Do you kind of start, you know, playing some a few rounds, but you stick with your gamers for a while? Or do you just cold turkey, you're going unless they don't feel good?
15 or 20 with each club, right, Caddy?
Yeah, I think if you're talking about breaking in a new set of irons, we need to get to Terrell Hatton on the show to tell us how to do that.
Oh, okay. Let's see what he did there.
Right? Hey, he's the guy. He's the guy. No, it's cold turkey. Just put him in the bag and go. I mean, come on. Let's go. Just fire it up. Jump right in. Deep end of the pool. Cold water. Dive in. You don't dip your toe in cold water. You dive in. Let's go.
All right. Besides that, you got to enjoy the honeymoon phase. So you put them in there, and you know you're going to shoot a good score because you're just so excited to hit each one of those irons. They're going to be good.
I think they're going to feel better, right? They're just going to feel better. But look, there's probably something to be said about the faces grabbing the ball a little better than the older clubs. They're not. That's why VJ's changing wedges, right? It's wearing out a little bit, and there's probably a little less friction when you hit the ball, and you know, and yeah. Who knows? Do the shafts fatigue over time? I don't know.
Maybe
you got to be Ray Floyd, who could apparently tell the difference of two swing weights if you handed him a club. Maybe you need that crazy feel to understand an effect like that, but I don't know. It's mental too, right? It's not that golf's a mental game at all, but
right.
If it was, right, you just go out there and maybe you just feel better with them in your hands and you hit it better because you feel better. I mean, that's a huge part of the game anyway.
Hey, Caddy, before we let you go, next week it's the Players, and I know this is a special one. This was one of the signature wins that you had as a caddy. Just give us a little preview. What are your thoughts when you think about the Players?
A major without being called a major is my first thought. It's the fifth major. I felt like that before I had a Players Championship flag on the wall. But, I'll tell you what I really like about that golf course is anybody can win on it. It doesn't necessarily favor long hitters or short hitters. It allows anybody to win. Look at the list of champions. The even cooler thing is, and it's a testament to the design, the way the officials set it up, it's more often than not the best ball striker wins that tournament. And the Players love that. They love being rewarded for hitting the ball really well because that's the hardest thing to do in golf. Everybody, it's why people say, well, I played really well, but I didn't score well. Okay, what does played really well mean? Well, that's equal to I hit the ball really well. And that's what everybody loves most of all. So it rewards that kind of stuff. Look who won it last year.
Scottie Scheffler.
Best ball strikers. Best ball striker.
One by five.
That's often the case.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He dominated. Yeah, so that's the case. And what an exciting place. I mean, the finish, 16, 17, and 18, people have different opinions about 17, but you can't get away from how crazy exciting that finish is and how stressful it is as a player to come to that little gauntlet to finish it off. I mean, that really tests your metal. Is that how you say that? Metal?
I don't know. Metal.
Anyway,
yep.
It tests it. Yep.
I love it. And before I let you go, the Masters countdown is on, and I brought out my Masters cup. I still have a collection of these, you know, like souvenir cups that you get when you get a soda or something. And this one happens to be 2009. Oh, I know. I almost hesitate. I almost hesitated to do it, but I'd really just, man, that was so exciting for so long with Kenny Perry. Just needed a par on one of the last two holes in regulation. And it would have been one of the more popular, I think, Masters victories. Instead, it was El Pato in a playoff.
Yeah, and I saw him last week in Morocco.
You did.
I did.
Which means we can probably expect to see him at Augusta again this year.
I agree. Yep. Yeah, he'll be there.
That guy is so powerful swinging a golf club. If you haven't, you need to go see him in person. And he probably, how old is he now? Is he 52?
Yeah, he's 51 or 52. Yep.
I bet even now, Bob, did you see him hit any balls last week?
I did not.
I bet he hasn't lost a step. I mean, that guy, man, he was a powerful swinger of the club. Whew. Got to go watch it. Got to see that in person.
Okay.
For sure.
We'll report back in just a few weeks. Caddy, thanks so much for taking the time, man. Always good to talk golf with you, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the caddy.